Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. See Sparky Fiver flying solo today. Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler both off. They'll be both be back on Monday. Dan Plucker, executive producer, other side of the glass, joining us now. Our Radio.com Sports MLB insider from the USA Today is Bob Nightingale. He's brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Sparky.
I guess first things first, I'm really struggling with what Major League Baseball is doing right now. And you tell me if you understand it differently. We have a situation here where you have a couple players test positive for COVID-19. Fine. But I thought the whole point of this taxi squad being close to wherever the team was that an expanded roster was, hey, if somebody tests positive for COVID, they're going to go on the COVID list, IL list, whatever, and we're just going to keep playing. And that's how it was going to go. I didn't expect that every time somebody tested positive, that they were going to shut this thing down. And the constant starting and stopping, I think, is going to lose fans along the way and get people frustrated.
Well, it's almost like they're making up rules as we go,
yes.
Sparky, in the sense where you know, last Sunday, the Marlins had four guys test positive. They still played. And because it spread, you know, so badly, I think, you know, now baseball's adjusted. I mean, the Reds are upset. Like, wait a minute now. We didn't play our games against the Cubs. And we had Senzel and the Mike Moustakas test positive. So why did our games go on, but yet, you know, the Cardinals aren't playing? So I don't know if it's because of a home road thing or what, but there's no constant thing here. I was just on a conference call with John Mozeliak, the president of the Cardinals, and he says, well, if there's no positive test today or tomorrow, then the Cardinals will play. But, you know, if there's a positive test, the game won't be happening.
Yeah, but the problem is the positive test, Bob, was from Wednesday. It's Friday. If it takes 2 days to get results, that means the Cardinals test today, we won't have until Sunday. So tomorrow's definitely going to happen because you won't have new results. And then Sunday's a doubleheader. And now you get those results. And if there's two, three more, then are we shutting down the doubleheader on Sunday?
Could. Yeah. I mean, it's very possible that you play tomorrow. You know, they're supposed to get back test results tonight and tomorrow, Mozeliak said. But yeah, I mean, it's very possible that, yeah, no new positives. The games play tomorrow. Then whoops, on Sunday morning, positives come in, there's no games. So, yeah, you're right. It can be very, very frustrating.
Talking with Bob Nightingale here on the Wendy's Big Show. So they were playing the Twins. So what then is happening with the Twins and Indians game? They're playing that and now hoping that nothing is happening with the Twins?
Exactly. Well, at least with the Cleveland Indians, because they're using the same clubhouse as the Cardinals. So more worry about Cleveland. But you're right. I mean, plus we're disinfected and everything else. But it's like making rules as we go along here. they're concerned. I mean, what happened with the Marlins terrified everybody. Like, you know, you can bring down an entire sport with one team. If that was the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers that happened to, I'm sure they would have shut down the sport for a while.
See, and that right there, you're talking about major markets and huge fan bases and so forth. So now you get in a situation where we're going to have doubleheaders. And as you said, making rules up as we go, now we're going to do 7-inning games for doubleheaders. And the first of which looks like it could be on Monday between the Brewers and the Cardinals. But even with 7-inning doubleheaders, I just don't see how everybody has 60 games before the season is over.
No, I mean, there's no way the Marlins can have 60 games. That's impossible. But, yeah, you're right. I think they're going to have to change it to best winning percentage. Because there'll be teams that don't play 60 games for sure. You're absolutely right.
And then you're going to have teams arguing, well, they only played 35. We played 50, but they're going to get in because they won more games over a 35-game time period. It's going to create chaos.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Marlins, the Marlins don't play there again this season in the playoffs because they have a 667 winning percent.
Oh, my God.
13-1. But, yeah, I mean, even the schedule, right? I mean, it's goofy in the sense that if you're in the NL East or AL East, you get to play the Marlins all these times, particularly, 10 times in the NL East. And those are the same wild card spots, the Brewers are fighting for, everybody out West are fighting for. Certainly no, schedule-wise, there'll be a bunch of teams that should not make it that will. I don't know if they'd be able to get left out that shouldn't, but the schedule certainly is very, be very strange and unbalanced.
So since we're completely making the rules up as we go, because they don't have any idea of what is happening at this point, I got a crazy idea. I was going to float it past you and see what you think. Why not just change the schedule as is? Just stop it and say, we're revising the schedule. Teams in the division will only play teams in their own division. Sorry, that's how it is. But now the Yankees and everybody in their division can continue playing games. That's all you're going to play. Have the same type of playoff format that you're going to have before, but instead bubble it for the postseason format. Put it in New York. Let them play the American League games in Yankee Stadium, the National League games in the Mets Stadium. Have strict guidelines and rules for not being able to leave the hotel to only go to one or two places. And play it out that way. You have enough time to be able to pull off that bubble-type format before October, and you can limit the travel of all these teams now before it continues to spread and affect multiple divisions.
Well, at least they have the same the same geographical region. I mean, it would have been a complete nightmare if some of these teams, like the Marlins, were on the West Coast
right.
at the time, something like that. So that really helps. The only flaw in your regular season plan is you still have those wild card teams. So say you stay in your own division. I mean, is it really fair for the Brewers to have to compete against the teams in the AL East for a wild card spot when they get to rack up the wins against the Marlins and the Brewers don't get to play them?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But you make a great point postseason wise. Hey, if New York is so good, and nobody else is, why not seclude everybody in New York?
And you've got the hotel space to be able to handle all of it.
Yeah, I mean, for that matter, you could do it in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. Now you got three stadiums.
That would be another one. Yeah.
It's only good.
Yeah, and the Chicago-Milwaukee area would be interesting because then at least you would have a dome essentially for Miller Park where on those days where it's raining, you could still get games in Milwaukee versus if you're in New York or Chicago with no roofs being available to anybody, you could still get the rainouts or, God forbid, snowouts in October. At some point in the Midwest, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Bob, thanks so much for coming on, man. You do great work, and we'll continue to follow you.
All right. Thanks so much, Brookie.
Take care. There he is, Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider with USA Today. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, has your passion outgrown your home? The Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Telling you, that New York idea, very possible. Chicago, they'll never allow that in Chicago. I mean, they've got like half the country on quarantine and fines and everything else if you come in, including Wisconsin. So Illinois will never agree to that. Cuomo in New York, I think he would. I think he would allow all of this to happen. If you bring all of that in, all of those hotels are going to make all that additional revenue in that city, which right now, obviously, has nothing going on. So you bring all that revenue in for the hotels. You limit the amount of restaurants and what restaurants everybody can go to. That brings in revenue for all of those restaurants. And then both those baseball facilities have to be staffed with games going on all day. And you would have to do it like the NBA, right? So you'd have to have, and again, from a TV standpoint, obviously it may not be ideal, but you'd have to have a game at 9 in the morning. It'd have to be like almost like a youth league. You're going to play at 9 in the morning. Then you're going to play another game at 1 in the afternoon. You're going to play another game at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, you're going to play 3-4 games in the course of a day. And maybe you even have a late night game that starts even later. I don't think they would do that. But if you get 3 games in each stadium each day, that's 6 games a day you'd be able to get in. I think you could pull that off. I mean, somebody I'm sure will shoot holes in my theory here and tell me I'm crazy. It would never work. But I think for the postseason, you could definitely pull it off. I think it would work. And I think New York makes the most sense by far. And again, AL teams play at Yankee Stadium. NL teams are at Mets place. And away we go. We'll see. Coming up next, a guy that's in the bubble, Kenny the Jet Smith, NBA on TNT. Of course, NBA champion, played with Sam Cassell and those Rockets teams. Also runs the Jet Academy. All straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.